we go.
Get up out of bed. Get up with Jesse and Jules.
Jules, September is Dementia Awareness Month.
Is it?
Yeah. And so it's not something that young people, we tend to think about quite a lot. But apparently doing things now can actually protect you from it in the future.
Okay.
And one of the things that you can actually do is have a relationship in your life. Apparently love can protect you from dementia.
Oh, my gosh. Are you worried?
I'm a little bit worried.
5 years of single, Jesse. I think, mate, this has never been a more important time than to find you a girlfriend.
This is not about me, okay? Debbie Rivers is a dating and relationship expert, and she joins us now to tell us exactly how much this can help us. Debbie, should I be worried?
You shouldn't be worried because there's still time to get into the relationship. It's never too late.
But, Debbie, is this really true that love is that powerful that it could protect you against dementia?
Yeah, look, there's heaps and heaps of studies in this space that it can make a huge difference. In fact, some of the research says that not having a strong relationship is the equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Jesse, you've just come across so unhealthy right now.
I know. I thought I was healthy for not smoking.
Now, Debbie, when I first looked at this report of, you know, love being that powerful to protect against dementia, my mind instantly goes to The Notebook, right? Where, the movie The Notebook, and they were so in love. I mean, is that why she got dementia, though, because she didn't choose to marry him back in the early days?
Well, no. See, their story was they did marry, so that just goes to show, don't believe every romantic movie you see.
Damn it. It has been a while since I've seen it. It makes me cry every time for some reason.
I mean,
me too.
Debbie, how much, to what tune is it protecting us? Like, is it helping a little bit or is it really completely saving us?
Look, it's absolutely, 50% of the time. So in the study where they said people were more likely to die as well of 50% of all diseases if they didn't have love in their life.
Is that right? Wow. I thought laughter was supposed to be the best medicine, but now it's apparently love. Yeah.
Love is the most powerful thing ever. And look, they did do the study of people, that and positive thinking. So not how you think really affects you. So they did also a study of people that had dementia had the gene to get dementia. Mm. And when they had a positive outlook about getting old, they didn't get dementia.
Oh, well, then I'm covered then. I always see the silver lining. So
I don't. I'm like, is this like all downhill from here? Like, if it's there, I'm going to get it.
So you've got the love part covered. I've got the silver linings part covered.
I'm running down. I tried to stay positive and I tried to do the whole positive thinking, but I'm not in that habit where it's consistent. It's only if I come across a meme and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Maybe you need more memes in your life.
Yeah, well, I follow a lot of positive affirmations on Instagram, so I think that's really helping me.
I'm going to start tagging in more positive memes. But, Debbie, thank you very much for taking us through this today, and we will try and be more positive and get a little bit more love in our lives.
Oh, that's great.
And Jesse's going to go and update his Tinder status and says, here to find love, don't want to get dementia.
Debbie, thanks very much for joining us today.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch Up on Hit FM.